spirit of light is a deity that pervades all things as akasha or ether. Four elements ever constantly form and reform matter under the impulse of one element, ether. Esoteric philosophy speaks not of creation or evolution in the same way as exoteric religions do. Rather, esoteric philosophy speaks of many personifications of the absolute all. Ein Sof is not the creator or the light. However, she is referred to as darkness that is infinite and boundless. Unthinking and inactive until she penetrates into infinite space and emanates from infinity as finite. From the eternal existence of Ein Sof comes the active power. Through her, unbounded wisdom gives a concrete form to abstract thought, solidifying spirit, which through many modifications produces earth and matter. Ein Sof is female creating male power and creating from that as androgynous. The one universal essence is incomprehensible and builds in an indirect way. Everything naturally arising out of the infinite all. The egg is a universal symbol revered in account of its form and inner mystery. There is a gradual development of something imperceptible, an inward working of something without external interference of forces. The egg is a universal symbol revered in account of its form and inner mystery. There is a gradual development of something imperceptible, an inward working of something without external interference of forces. It something that needs only heat to evolve into life. Life that breaks free of its shell. The egg is a metaphorical symbol of so many processes. Many mythologies speak of dropping the egg to create all things. The egg, adopted by many cultures, the Orphic egg, the mundane egg, the philosophic egg, and zero, the start and the end. The circle, the O, a symbol of the universe. Our Earth is a circle. Our sphere. And everything is passing through an active stage or manvantara to a passive stage and dissolution or pralaya. Symbols are increasing with importance as the age and they take on more meaning. So ancient symbols have much meaning and many layers of information attached to them. The lotus, for example, has a mystic meaning, from the hidden to the seen, the mind to the sun, the mud to the sun, the objective to the subjective. The most poetical symbol is the moon, where the sun is the giver of life to a whole planetary system. The moon symbolically gives life to the earth. If the sun is the king, then she, the moon, is the queen. The personification of the moon is the triple goddess. Lunar magnetism generates, preserves, and destroys life, psychically as well as physically. And forces of the queen of the night are latent in science, but active in the knowledge of the adepts, for she is the personification of illusion. The moon is the mystery of mysteries. With the fifth root race, lunar and solar worship divided people into two camps, described eons later in the Mahabharata as war.